Hello friends, welcome to VSchool once again. We are on chapter 16. In the previous chapter, we saw about the specialized foreign exchange products. In this chapter also, we are going to understand equally important foreign exchange products in the form of futures and options. This chapter will explain you the benefits of futures and options for foreign exchange management. Let's understand what are futures and options. Futures and options are basically agreements to buy or sell a standard quantity of foreign exchange at a future date at the price agreed to between the two parties to the contract. We had studied about the forwards in the previous chapter, but there is a difference in a forward and a future transaction. In the coming slides, we'll see the difference between a future and a forward transaction. For this slide, let us understand what is a future and a forward. Future and an option. Future and options are of fairly recent origin. It has the potential of large profits and large losses also. It can be used as a very good hedging tool. As we said, future and options are of recent origin. Forwards has been existing for a long time, from a long time. So now let's dive deeper into the futures and options. If you have to define a future is simply a contract wherein simultaneous rights and obligations to buy and sell a standard quantity of a specific financial instrument at a specific future date and a price is agreed between the parties at the time of the contract was signed. What is the essence of this? The basic point over here is there is a simultaneous buying and selling. There is an obligation to buy and sell a standard quantity, unlike a customized quantity in case of a forward. The transaction happens at a future date, but the rate is locked as of today. And this again happens between the two parties. The transaction is done like shares through a clearing house, unlike a forward transaction, which can be done bilaterally. So the counterparty risk which might exist in a forward transaction may not exist in a future transaction because of the margins that are required to be kept with the future exchange. And future exchange plays a role of some sort of counterparty guarantee wherein both the buyer and the seller have to contribute the margin and make the transaction secure. So what are the characteristics of futures? Futures simply involves simultaneous obligation to buy and sell. The quantity agreed to be bought and sold must be standard. A financial instrument should be specific, and the future date should also be specific. The price should be specific, and that brings out all the features of a future, and it gets ready to be crystallized at the time of the contract. Now, what are foreign exchange futures? As we said, futures can be for different assets. When we talk in terms of foreign exchange futures are liquid and transparent tool to hedge the currency exposure. We have seen the foreign exchange market is volatile, so futures can be a very important tool to hedge the currency exposure, and it can be also used for speculation. So this is the difference which I was talking about between a forward contract and a future contract. Let's look at it one by one. When we talk in terms of the amount, a forward contract can be flexible because it is between two parties. It can be a bilateral agreement. But when we talk in terms of a future, it is a standardized amount, and this standardized amount is specified, designed by the futures exchange. Next, about the maturity. In case of a forward contract, it can be any valid business date agreed between the two parties. That is what brings out the customization in a forward transaction. Whereas in case of a future contract, it's a standard date, usually one delivery date, such as the second Tuesday of every month. So more specification happens in case of a futures contract. Next important point is furthest maturity. This can be open because it's bilateral, whereas in case of a future contract, it can be 12 months forward. What happens about the currencies traded? Almost all currencies can be traded in a forward contract, whereas in case of a future contract, the major currencies which the exchange deals with can be traded. In case of the cross rates, in forward contracts available in one contract, multiple contracts are avoided generally, whereas in case of a futures, it usually requires two contracts. There are some more points of difference between a forward and a future. Like the marketplace, when in case of a forward contract, it's a global network. In case of a futures contract, these are the regular markets where future markets and exchanges exist. In case of price fluctuation, there is no daily limit in the currencies, whereas in case of a future contract, there are daily limits set by the exchange. What about the risk? The risk is purely depending upon the counterparty in case of a forward contract, whereas the risk is minimal in case of a futures contract because of the margin requirement and because of the exchange playing a role in between the as an intermediary between the buyer and the seller. Honoring of contract in case of forward contract by taking and giving delivery. However, in case of a future contract, it happens mostly by a reverse transaction. What about trading hours? Forward contract being bilateral, it can happen 24 hours a day, whereas in case of a futures contract, it can be about 48 hours trading sessions. What about the cash flow? In case of a forward contract, there is none until the maturity date, whereas in case of a future contract, the margin plus the ongoing variation margin contributes the or consists of the represents the cash flow. So this is how we actually describe or differentiate between a forward contract and a future contract. Now, having seen what exactly the future, we can have different types of future like currency future, interest future. So now let's understand what exactly are the currency futures. Currency future contracts can be used as an alternative to the forward market as a hedging tool. Currency futures are used as a hedging technique, same way for protection against the price, the movements, erratic movements of the currency rates. Physical delivery is not required unlike the cash markets. And it's grown by leap and bounds due to the volatility of exchange rates. So like currency market has grown as such, currency futures have also grown in by leaps and bounds. Let's understand this with an example. A UK importer has to pay, say, $2,70,000 to his seller on October 20th for imports made in July. In August, he buys a future contract. Each future contract is for £25,000 maturing on the second Wednesday in December. Now, based on this, the spot rate in, say, US dollar 1.43 and the June contract is being traded at $1.37. And what does the importer do? The importer sells 8 October contracts at US dollar 1.37. On 20th October, the spot rate in the cash market is 1.32. The June futures contract is trading at 1.28. And because of which, the US dollar 2,70,000 would cost about £2,04,545, and there is a loss of 12,937. However, he can buy 8 contracts sold at $1.37 at the current price of 1.28, or a profit, and make a profit of say 9 cents or $18,000. The profit compensates the loss. So this is how the hedging is involved in a future transaction. UK importer has to pay US $2,70,000 on October 20, the spot rate $1.43, June future rate is 1.37, and in October, on, so say he can sell about 8 contracts at 1.37, amounting to 2,74,000, converted into pounds 1,91,608. On October 20, the spot rate is 1.32, futures rate is US dollar 1.28. $2,70,000 in cash market account. So this is just working what we made in our previous slide. And ultimately what happens is the sterling pounds, 18,000 gets offset against the loss. And this is how you actually make use of a currency future for hedging purpose. Now, like currency futures, we can also have the interest futures. Interest futures contract are used to hedge against the risk of an adverse fluctuation in interest rates. Like we took care about the adverse fluctuation in currency futures, in case of interest futures, we protect ourselves from the adverse fluctuation in the interest rates. So apart from the borrower and the depositors, treasury managed in banks and corporations use interest rate fluctuations on the mismatched assets and the liabilities, because it can have different interest rates. The price of interest futures move in alignment with the forward interest rates implicit in the spot interest rate structure for different maturities. So let us take the case of a borrower who has a LIBOR-based floating rate loan of say 6% per annum. Interest on the loan may rise in the next rollover in 6 months. Traded future contracts are for 3 months, and he can hedge double the amount of the loan. And if the loan of 3 million, he will have to sell 6-1 million interest, making the total liability actually taken care of. The ruling price 93.75, interest rate 6.25, and can rise beyond. So if the LIBOR rises to 7%, the contract price would fall, enabling to buy back the contract for profit. If the LIBOR falls to 5.5% per annum, and the contract price rises, the lower interest rate cost would compensate the loss. So both ways, whether it's a rise or a fall, there is a protection provided to the parties to the interest futures. So now let's move to another important derivative contract, which is the options. Like future contract, option is also a contract, but there is an essential difference. Option is an agreement between two parties in which one grants to the other the right to buy an asset under specified conditions. However, it also assumes the obligations to sell or buy it. The party who has a right but not an obligation is the buyer of the option and has to pay a fee, which is called as the premium, to the writer or the seller of the option. The risk of the buyer is simply limited to the loss of the premium, unlike in case of futures. And a covered option is where the option buyer or seller already owns the underlying assets, whereas a naked option is where the option buyer or seller do not already own the underlying assets. So these are the two additional flavors of an option. Option contracts have a distinct advantage over the forward market or the future market. In case of the option contract, one can take advantage of even a favorable rate movement because the buyer has an option, unlike an obligation in case of a future contract. Just like we had currency futures and interest futures, we also have flavors of options in the form of currency option. A currency option is a contract wherein the buyer has a right to buy or sell, but no obligation. What he can buy or sell? A fixed amount of one currency against another currency at a fixed rate on the date in the future. In this contract, the rate, currencies, and dates are predetermined and stated in the contract. The buyer pays a premium for the right. Once again, currency options are an effective tool for hedging. Currency option was created to enable the parties to take advantage of the favorable movements in the exchange rates without the obligation to buy or sell if the rate moves against them. It's a fantastic hedging tool as it removes the downside risk without limiting the upside potential. So based on the judgment of the buyer, he can take the advantage at a small cost, that is a premium. In a currency option, the single biggest difference to the forward contract is that the dealing party actually decides whether the contract is to be exercised or not. There are two important types of an option, which is a call and the put option. What are they? A call option is a contract that specifies the currency the holder, the buyer, has the right to buy. Whereas the put option is a contract that specifies the currency the holder has the right to sell. So it's a buy option, it is a call option. If it's a sell option, it is a put option. The holder has the right to decide whether or not the contract will be settled or will expire unsettled. The rate at which the settlement will take place is known as the strike price or the excess price. So these are the specific terminologies related with the futures and the options contract. Currencies options can be sold on specific exchanges such as the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the European Options Exchange, the London International Financial Futures Exchange, the New York Futures Exchange, the Philadelphia Stock Exchange. And the best part of this is the Clearing Corporation guarantees the performance of the option seller so that the option buyer does not have to check the seller's credit. This maintains a liquid market. So this can be one of the important difference between an option contract and a forward contract. Another important way or the market where the buying and selling can happen is the OTC. OTC stands for the over-the-counter market. The over-the-counter market is essentially the market outside the exchange-traded sector. The market makers are primarily the banks and the investment dealers. The OTC currency options are quoted in the indirect terms, and the OTC is the dominant currency option market because of the superior liquidity, superior flexibility on amounts, currency expiry dates, and the strike prices. And it also has reduced admission burden related to the margin requirements. Currency option contracts have a final expiry date. The holder must advise the writer on or before the designated expiry of the contract if the contract is to be exercised. The expiry must be specific as to the time and date, and if the holder does not advise the writer before the contract expires, the writer is not legally bound to exercise the contract. Now, there are two specific styles of contract. One is the European style and the second is the American style. So what does the European style option, a currency option, involve? It allows the contract to be exercised only on the expiry date. The actual settlement takes place either one or two business days later in a manner consistent with the way in which the spot transactions are dealt with for the currency. So if the European style options allow the contract to be exercised only on the expiry date, what happens in the American style? American style options can be exercised on any eligible business day as specified in the contract. That's what it makes an essential difference between the European style option and the American style option. And the American style option permits the holder to exercise the contract on any date between the original dealing date and the expiry date. There are certain specific concepts such as the in the money and out the money in case of the options contract. Now let's see that. In the money spot and in the money forward. The exercise price that equal the current spot price are termed as the main spot. Exercise prices that equal the current forward price are termed as the main forward. So this is the terminology used for at the main spot and at the main forward. Now let's look at in the money spot and in the money forward. The exercise price provides the holder with a superior rate to that provided by the current spot rate will be termed as the in the money spot, and the exercise price that provide the holder with a superior rate to that provided by the current forward rate is known as in the money forward. Similarly, we also have out of the money spot and out of the money forward. What does that mean? Exercise price that provides the holder with an inferior rate to that provided by the current spot rate would be termed as out of money spot, and the exercise price that provides the holder with an inferior rate to that provided by the current forward rate corresponding to the options expiry term date is termed as the out of money forward. So one has to get clear about this in the money and out the money concept in case of both the spot and the forward. Now, having understood the options, currency options, let's understand the advantages of currency options. The number one advantage is it can limit the losses and give you access to unlimited profits. When we say limit losses, primarily the only cost is the premium that is paid, but if the position is favorable, it can go to unlimited profits. In a stable market, premiums earned can be a rich source of revenue with very little risk. This is specifically for the writer who gets the premium for writing the option contract. effective tool in hedging the balance sheet translation exposure, because this tool becomes an option more better than a future, because it doesn't have an obligation. But in case of the favorable position, you can actually make a buy. Option can be used to hedge foreign currency loans. Options are useful in transactions where amounts and the timings are uncertain. So friends, with this we reached a conclusion of this chapter on futures and options. Futures and options are the recent products with potential of large gains and losses. The advantages of this are they are liquid and easily tradable. The future and market does not, however, is a perfect hedge. This is an add-on financial management product which the active trader can utilize it based on its needs and merits. An option, on the other hand, is an agreement between two parties in which one grants the other the right to buy or the right to sell an asset under specified conditions. The advantage of option is that one can profit from favorable rate movements. Thank you very much.